WBWZ, New Paltz, Poughkeepsie.
Live from Mikey's Cave.
I'm just a caveman.
It's the Colvin Brothers Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you something, brother.
And you're my brother.
We're the Colvin Cousins.
You was my brother, Charlie. You should have looked out for me a little bit.
Watch it, buddy.
So, what did your brother do to you?
Why did I take this gig again?
How you doing? This is Roosevelt Colvin.
With six, you get Egg Roll and the Colvin Brothers on Z93.
Yes.
Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
You're listening to the Colvin Brothers.
Take this, brother.
I've always dreamed about having a brother.
Brother Michael. My name is Michael.
A-A-R-S, cars for kids.
You're going to want that cowbell.
That's what she said.
Number six for Colvin.
I'm going to wipe the floor with you, Woody.
See about that, kid.
Brent Gretzky.
Michael!
I am your brother.
The Colvin Brothers.
Hash Brown.
Comedy.
On Z93. The Colvin Brothers Time Tunnel.
Time for the Colvin Brothers Podcast, and this year we're doing a time tunnel to 1991. First song going out to our boy Albert, Jesus Jones, Right Here Right Now. And we've talked about this on the show before, Michael.
Well, yeah, it's 1991. You've known him longer than that.
Well, I met him in 1990, I think, when I was in seventh grade. But Albert would always say, instead of his famous word, which George can attest, bummer, he would say, Jesus Jones. So anytime I think of that, I attest it to Albert.
Yeah.
I was in eighth grade going into ninth grade. So I went from Van Wyck to John Jay in the year 1991. Anyways, we got a lot of people we want to get to in the studio, and then I want to start doing some 1991 tidbits. So who do we got?
This man deserves no introduction. We got Charles over there.
I'm Anne Heche mode. Three rum and cokes in. Oh.
Yes. Oh. Now, is she dead yet?
Yes.
That other voice you hear is my former intern, current lawyer. That would be Kim Zelznick.
Polish. Let's go with the Polish version.
Did I get the other name right?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I just pulled that. I don't think I've ever said that in my life. Anyway.
Not even at the wedding.
No. How's he doing?
He's doing good.
Okay, well, wonderful. So's mine. All right. The worst kept secret in the Hudson Valley is that we trick somebody into driving 2 hours just to give you the weather. Rock and Steve, what's the current temperature?
It's 80 degrees.
Okay, thanks for coming. So anyway, yes, Rock and Steve, who's been bugging us for the entirety of our show, is finally in the studio with us. Steve, how does it feel to be back on Hudson Valley Radio and not having just me be you?
It feels pretty good. I'm not getting splashed or anything crazy like that, so.
Yeah. Do you do radio where you live now?
Nah. I applied for a couple jobs, but no good.
Is Dr. Oz really running for Senate?
He won. Yeah, he won.
But so, you know what? Since we started doing this whole Coen Brothers thing, it's been over 2 years now. And whenever something is brought up, whether we're talking to a vendor or if I'm out at the Renegades or if we were out stuff of the bus, people ask, where is Rockin' Steve? Michael, I'm not even lying. So that's why it's good to have him in the studio.
I've been asking that question ever since he threw milk at the wall.
I was actually at the brand new carpet.
When Patty Rossborough was on the show, right?
Right, he's on the brand new carpet.
So tell everybody how you got fired for real.
Okay, so I bought half and half or something, and Patty Rossborough was in the studio. I don't remember exactly what happened. They said I messed up the breakfast order or something,
you did that every day.
That was the thing, you know. That's what I did. So doing what they want me to do while I was hired, that's what I did. Man. I slammed the half and half onto the floor. And, oh, God, it was brand new carpet. It was like I slammed a bottle of paint. It was half and half. So I was immediately after the show, Bill Palmieri wants to see you. I'm like, oh, great. Go in there, and they gave me the axe. And I said to myself, I'm like, how can you fire Rockin' Steve? But
that sounds like the kind of thing you would say. We were always trying to get you fired.
Yeah.
And I think some listeners intervened. And if I recall correctly, you commandeered an airplane.
It was actually, I wasn't about to get fired. They weren't paying me still, and I was an intern for like 3 years at that point, 2-3 years or something.
Right.
So I said, you know what, I'm going big time. And I had trained for like a marathon train to skydive from it. We flew the plane around the Hudson Valley with a banner that said, pay Rock and Steve.
Right.
And the plan obviously was when we got above the radio station, I jumped out of the plane, parachuted to the ground, ran in the studio, and then... If I remember correctly, that's when, after that show.
If I remember correctly, this is something that we just made up in the studio, and I had a bunch of sound effects, but, you know, I could be right. My memory is very sketchy. One more thing before we go to our next song. I remember we did a TV thing. I don't forget if it was local or not. Bob killed himself on the radio.
Right.
If you remember that correctly. There was a sign that they forgot to take down that ended up on everybody's TV screen throughout the Hudson Valley. What did it say?
I'll never forget that. It was on Entertainment Tonight, and it said, tears equal ratings.
That's right.
All right, so this is a time tunnel to 1991. Let me reel everybody back in. President Bush announced that a ceasefire has been reached in the 5-week Gulf War and declared that Kuwait was free.
We're kind of burying the lead, Stephen. The war started in 91, too.
And that Iraqi army had been defeated. This next song is Big Audio Dynamite Rush, going out to Rosa. Happy birthday, Rosa.
Oh, 9/11 birthday.
It's the Coen Brothers on Z93.
If I had my time again, I would do it all the same. And not change a single thing, even when I was to blame. For the heartache and the pain that I caused throughout my years. I'm fully grown, and I know where it's at. Somehow I stay thin, while the other guys got fat. All the chances that I've blown, and the times that I've been down. I didn't get too high, kept my feet on the ground.
nation I'll win. Blush for the change of atmosphere. A cargo or so I give in. Gotta get myself right out of here.
It's delightful, delightful. It's rhythm and melody. Rhythm and melody.
I'll win. Rush for a change of atmosphere. I can't go on, so I give in. Gotta get myself right out of here. Situation I'll win. Rush for a change of atmosphere. I can't go on, so I give in.
Who's playing?
They got Corn, Cranberries, and Cake.
Oh, that sounds delicious. But who are the bands?
They're opening with Cake.
Wait, shouldn't Cake be last? It's a dessert.
Corn is last. Corn is a bigger draw than Cake.
Rockin' Steve, where the hell did you dig him up?
Chelsea, I dream of you at night. I'm Rockin' Steve and I don't bite. I'm a radio star from Cahongshan. And anyway, I've got a crush on you. I've got a head that's kinda square. And I always say, over there. I figure if I marry the president's daughter, there's some cool stuff we could do. Like we could fire missiles at Saddam, hide files for your mom, and I could take you to the prom in Air Force One. Hey, Chelsea. Hey, Chelsea. Hey, hey, Chelsea. Hey, Chelsea. You can trust me not to think and not to sleep around. I'm as cute as the Pillsbury Doughboy. I'm practically as round. Hey, I'm just Rocket Steve. I wipe my nostrils on my sleeve. And I don't want you to believe, my love, that I won't make you skeeve. Together we can curse at Tipper Gore, banana peel the Senate floor, and fire shots at your front door from the street. Hey Chelsea, you're like a dream.
White House.
Yes, can I speak to Chelsea?
Who shall I say is calling?
Rocket Steve over here.
Just a minute, mister, over here.
Oh man, this is it, Steve. Fix your hair, Steve.
Hello?
Chelsea?
Yes, who's this?
Rockin' Steve, I sent you the flowers.
Oh, right. You sent me some socks, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I heard that you really love socks, but by the time I found out socks was your cat, it was too late.
Well, it's very sweet of you anyway. They're beautiful socks.
I got them at Kmart. I get all my socks at Kmart.
Hello? Hello?
Chelsea, what did your mother and I tell you about talking to boys?
No, I gotta go. We could jump on Lincoln's bed and drink a couple shots with Ted. Find a piece of Foster's head in the hall. Hey, Chelsea. Hey, Chelsea. We could watch your dad carouse and Chelsea right after the wedding vows. We can make $100,000 on cows overnight. Hey, Chelsea. Hey, Chelsea. We could sell the White House to Japan and have a wedding on C-SPAN. I'll show you I'm not Rain Man, I'm Rockin' Steve. Hey, Chelsea. Hey, Chelsea. Do you wanna be with Rockin' Steve? Over there.
The Colvin Five.
Are you ready for the Colvin Five?
Five.
On Z93.
All right, so the Colvin Five this week, as you see on the Colvin Brothers on Z93 Facebook page, most annoying celebrity. We'll go around the room before we go through the answers that people filled in for us online. And if you filled in for them, like George Taylor, I believe, you probably don't get an extra one, right?
That's true.
All right, so what do you got, Kim?
I got Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons, like 3 o'clock in the morning with those workout videos?
He has bad knees. Like, oh, yeah. Literally, that's why. He has bad knees.
It's probably not just from working out, though.
No, it's he wanted to go out with a bang. He's like, I don't want to see people see me go.
No pun intended.
He had bad hair. Him and Gene Wilder, I mean, they got stuck with
you
that.
You know what? He stuck to the hair. I respect that. He knew it was bad. He stuck to it because it was part of his character. Give him credit. Even though he had like 6 strands in the end.
RJ, what do you got?
Politicians and reality TV stars.
Oh, okay.
And in particular, without giving any names, the intersection of the Venn diagram between those two categories.
All right, that's a fair one. That might tie into what I'm going to say. Go ahead, Steve.
I'm going to have to go with Roseanne Barr on that one.
Roseanne Barr? She's so like 1994. I know we're doing 1991, but why is she still...
Well, it's Steve. He's not living in current times anyway.
Yeah, I mean, my brain stopped in 1984, so...
Best rendition of our national anthem, Roseanne Barr.
Oh, San Diego Padres. I remember that very fondly.
That's probably why I don't like her.
Mine was JoJo Siwa. Does anyone know who this person is?
Yeah, she's an influencer,
She
right?
is annoying. She's on Jimmy Fallon quite often. She filled in for Ellen. She's only like 19 years old. You know, she came out and all that good stuff, but Ellen put her on the show, and she's one of those people that just has to scream instead of being entertaining.
And my kid will never wear her shoes.
Oh, it's just, she annoys me, and that's pretty much the reason why I put this up on the Facebook page, because I wanted to find out who's celebrity, you know, whatever celebrity is annoying people right now. So number 5, what do we got?
Cousin Crunch goes with Flo, the progressive lady.
You know what? I have to concur. I realize, unless you're watching Yankee game where the only commercials are DraftKings, all you ever see is the progressive commercials.
Number 4.
George Taylor says Will Smith tired of hearing about the slap.
Yeah. That and everything with J-Lo and Ben Affleck, like every other news story is both of those guys.
So J-Lo's with Ben Affleck again?
They got married.
They got married
twice already in the last
year. And A-Rod is still tapping it too, or...?
A-Rod's with like a 24-year-old now.
Okay, I gotta love the abuse he took in the captain, but anyway.
Who's got number 3?
That would be me.
Yeah.
So that would be my arch nemesis, Louis Chu.
Louis Chu. He was gonna be here, but he was getting his Chinese stars sharpened.
That bastard. His is Kathy Griffin over there.
Oh, you know what? I have to agree. Now, I thought that it was funny when she had Trump's head, but other than that, she does annoy me.
She almost died too recently.
Yeah, we all do. Now. Yeah. What happened to her?
I don't know. Just Google it, but it was pretty.
Was she the one that got stabbed? No, wait, that's Salman Rushdie. I always confuse them.
Number 2, Mad Milk.
Ye Tyne says any Kardashian, and I could. Yeah, I don't know how many of them are, you know, but.
I'm just sad Kim Kardashian, you know, left Pete Davidson. That was a good hookup.
Oh,
yeah, it's already over.
We have a big closer.
Gilbert Gottfried.
What? We love Gilbert Gottfried. He's dead. You don't get to pick a dead guy. Go ahead.
Back to you guys.
No, Woody, read it.
That voice will haunt my dreams forever. I mean, how many times do we need to hear his voice again? Oh, he's dead now. Guess we have to pick another celebrity. Jake Paul and Logan Paul. I mean, they're really boxers. They're not talented. Are they part Kardashian?
Well, they do keep coming up. Are they really boxers? I've never heard of either.
Well, they're like what
Chris
like
Paul?
YouTube sensations.
Oh, that, doesn't, Paul, that doesn't count.
But Logan Paul just signed a deal with WWE, so now he's a wrestler. Yeah.
Well, Godfrey
loves when wrestling comes up on the show.
Godfrey's yes. voice is annoying, though. I have to agree with that. Dead or alive.
Yeah, if Michael has any complications from his like last couple of surgeries, we're turning this into a wrestling podcast.
I like it.
That's the Colvin 5, folks.
Hush now, don't you cry. Wipe away the teardrop from your eye. You're lying safe in bed. It was all a bad dream spinning in your head. Your mind tricked you to feel the pain of someone close to you leaving the game. Chance. Wide awake, you face the day, your dream is over, or has it just begun? There's a place I like to. Child, you were there, but only didn't realize, and you were scared. It's a place where you will learn to face your fears, to trace the years, and ride the wind to your mind. Set free to fly.
Colvin Brothers on Z93. We're going back to 1991, the time tunnel to 1991, Queensryche, Silent Lucidity, and Michael turned me on to this. I think, what was it? Was it the vinyl that you had?
No, I've never had this on vinyl, but they were, Queensryche was a very rare progressive metal band. I like prog rock. Not the biggest metal fan, but they brought something else to the table with them, and that's why I dug them.
As I said, since I first heard the song in 1991, it's the greatest Pink Floyd song that Pink Floyd ever wrote.
That's what we said that day, but that's okay. When you've been doing it long enough, you forget what year's which. So when, you know, when Steven was like, you know, Queensryche was like, that was 91. Because to me, it's earlier.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, oh, that's 1991. Like, we're going to be playing the Divinals a little bit, which I thought for sure was an 80s song, and it's not. So, you know, you just lose over time. You forget when stuff was.
Absolutely. We used to make mixtapes at the old Go Roadhouse, and Michael would be out DJing at night. So my friends would come over, my friend Sean, who later on we talked about won an Oscar and everything like that. But he would love to make mixtapes with Michael's collection. This was one of the songs. I remember him putting it on. And speaking of Sean, Dancing with Wolves won an Oscar for Best Picture. Now, this is when, this was when Sean was still friends with my brother Christopher.
Right.
And I was that annoying kid that came down and was talking during the movie. And they both, like, you know, pretty much threw me out of the room. I'll never forget it. I couldn't stand Dancing with Wolves, but I remember that as one of the last memories before I stole Sean from my brother Christopher. Cheers won an Emmy for an outstanding comedy series, which I'm slowly binging that series. I'm in season two right now. I've been binging it for the last 3 years, and I'm only on season two.
So you're still in Coach and not Woody?
Yeah, okay. I don't have time to do anything. Dallas ended, which was a show that my mom loved
that ended
watching.
That long ago?
Yep, and Dallas ended in 1991, and Twin Peaks ended in 1991.
Well, then it started in 91.
It started in 89.
All right, RJ, I make jokes.
Well, all right. Let's not
this
talk
isn't
about
your normal NPR show.
Let's not talk about when it got re-released. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on, the Michael Cera years.
You know what? We got Rock and Steve in here. I smell a tribute coming.
I just smell Steve. But
yeah, thanks, man.
Thanks, Mick.
Yeah, so, so like, Steve, I mean, obviously, you know, around here you're still a legend, but, like, when you're home, does anybody have any idea what your past was like?
Not really, no.
No, do you just keep it to yourself?
No, well, you know, I tell everybody, actually, today I was at an event. I met some new family members on my nephews. And so I played, you know, they got the old phone and go on SoundCloud.
Yeah, yeah.
And I played with Steve in the crack hole. He was dying.
Right.
He's like, send me stuff. And he's like, when the podcast's done, let me know. I want to hear it. So.
There's a friend of mine, Lisa Costi. She's been doing radio in South Bend, Indiana for 30 years or whatever. She is your biggest fan in the world.
Really?
She's listening right now. Oh, she thinks, as I said, look, she's like, when are you getting Steve on? I said, it's coming. I said, it's really up to him. So she's like beyond excited that there's new material because she has all your stuff. But in fact, she's actually played you on her stage.
So really?
You're big in Indiana.
Wow.
All right, so for those of you that remember him, for those of you that want to find out why hell, we have him in the studio in the first place. This is our loving tribute to Rockin' Steve.
Hey, Steve, please don't leave.
What are the conditions out in the woods there, Steve?
Well, it's rainy, it's wet, it's pretty quiet walking around. There's a couple hunters around. I hear a couple guys walking.
Yeah, you see any, I guess there's some action out there.
That one wasn't close, thank God.
So it probably wasn't directed at you, Steve, which is good. But just, keep the bearskin on.
Damn, they're shooting. These guys are shooting pretty close to me, John.
That sounded close, Steve. You might want to let them know that you're not really a bear.
All right, hold on. Hey, guys! I'm not really a bear. Look, it comes off. I'm Rocket Steve. Stop!
14 years ago, I've got to know the pavement like no one wants to know the pavement.
Oh, this is the anniversary of the bike accident.
This is the day of the bicycle accident.
That's right.
It's like Friday the 13th for me, and I try not to do anything.
Now, Steve, I got to tell you, now, in the great theory of GARP, I would think that this day has already been disaster-proof. You know, what are the odds of something else bad happening to you this day? This is the day I'd go tubing the Esopus, jumping out of planes, doing anything.
Sure.
Because what are the odds that two bad things are going to happen to you on August 6th?
Well, last year I almost got struck by lightning, so I tried
it. All right. Hey, you know what? In support of Steve, why don't we play a little tune for him? Let's do it. Just to show that our friendship is real, that our bond is sincere.
Okay. All right, Steve. We're going to play a little song for you because we care. Okay, buddy?
All right. What are you going to play for me?
I'm I'm a scumbag because I asked you to do your job.
No, because I looked in the book and on the back of another sheet.
You look real well. You look.
On the back of another sheet, prick. All right. I'll give my 2 week notice today, Katina. I quit.
How you guys doing?
I'm
here to replace Rockin' Steve. You're doing auditions to replace Rockin' Steve?
That's right.
I'm here. What do I have to do, basically?
Well, what's your name, first of all?
Rockin' Jim.
Okay, Rockin' Jim.
Thank you.
What's the temperature?
What are his duties, basically?
Well, first of all, you have to give us the temperature.
Okay. The temperature is 41 degrees, Bob.
Okay.
How was that?
That was pretty good.
Okay, thank you. Good. Okay, let's go.
All right, I need you to order a ham, egg, and cheese.
What do you mean, Steve orders the breakfast?
Yeah, from Ascenza's Deli.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, OJ, you're a happening guy like me. What kind of chicks do you go for?
Women, white women from Iowa and Georgia, even South Africa.
Hey, OJ, everybody says you need a nickname to make it in showbiz. Mine's Rockin' Steve. What's yours?
The Butcher of Brentwood.
Let's talk football, OJ. What are you thinking about the Browns leaving Cleveland?
I have a side of me that's very angry at the Browns.
Come in.
Yeah. I'm here to audition for Rockin' Steve position.
Oh, all right, first of all, what's your name?
Rockin' Duh.
What's the temperature?
Hold on. 51 degrees, Bob.
Okay, listen, I need you to call up a census.
What do you need?
I need a ham, egg, and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup, and large regular coffee.
All right, hold on. I can do this.
Hello, a census.
Yeah, give me a poppy bagel, toasted, buttered with a tea.
Hey, he's the one. He gets it.
Thank you.
All right, Steve, what is your question once again?
When we look down, why do our eyeballs not fall out of our heads, out of the sockets? If you can tell me why, I'll die a happy man. Father number one, how many times did you cheat on my mother?
With women?
Yeah, with women.
Seven.
All right, father number two, same question.
Never.
Father number three, same question.
I'm cheating on her right now.
I don't hear many people honking out there for you.
Here comes a guy honking.
Yeah.
Thanks, my pants are full of dust.
You should only honk if you support Rockin' Steve. We've revoked your 2 week notice.
Patina, I revoked my 2 week notice.
You back?
I'm back, unfortunately.
But you lose all seniority and vacation rights.
I'm the bastard with the mustard, and I'll whip you like custard. How you doing, Casey?
I'm good, Rockin' Steve. Where are you at?
I'm right here at the studio in Poughkeepsie.
Oh, beautiful.
Steve, come here. You think you could have a shot at Leah?
I couldn't turn a wheel around, Bob.
Rockin' Steve, Richie Havens?
Yeah, I met him already. The Mets lost to the Phillies 6-4. There's another stupid name.
What do you mean?
I mean, well, everybody knows Met is a verb.
What's the lesson here?
The lesson here is read before you weep.
And I think you should have a lesson too, John.
Okay, Steve.
Think before you throw utensils.
Rock and skip over there.
Tunnel 1991 with the Colvin Brothers on Z93. That was the Divinals. I touched myself. And guess what? So do I over there.
Hey, Rockin' Steve. He's in the studio all the way from Gronkson, right?
Nah. I'm in Pennsylvania now.
Oh, you're in Pennsylvania now?
Yeah.
So you got a long drive.
I do. Two hours.
We appreciate you coming to the Mad Mike Cave to record today.
Well, I really had no choice because I've been bugging you guys for 2 years, like you said. So.
Well, we're not coming to you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard I was sick.
I know, a little bit.
I'm really good now.
Good.
So on February 4th of 1991, Alex Trebek became the first TV personality to host three game shows at the same time.
Really?
Can you guys name the three?
Tic-Tac-Doe.
No. Anybody else?
Jeopardy
is one.
I remember from other stuff, but you're digging way too...
Classic Concentration and To Tell the Truth.
To Tell the Truth.
Which I have no idea.
No. Because you never told it.
No, I don't. I have no idea these shows. This was 1991, okay?
But it was that's actually a show from the 50s that they tried to reboot. They rebooted stuff in those days too.
They're also rebooting Jeopardy in present time.
Who's doing it now? They can't reboot
Blossom and Ken Jennings.
Oh, Ken Jennings? Was he? He played football, didn't he?
No, he won like the most ever.
You know who played football though? And I think he was gone by 91, but maybe in 81. San Diego Chargers, Kellen Winslow, and his cousin was one of the best comics ever to grace a movie screen. He was kind of like the Bobby McFerrin of comics.
Yes.
You remember this guy was a genius, and he used to do the show with us on a regular basis, in Poughkeepsie, because he would visit here all the time. And legendary, Michael Winslow.
Yes.
Michael Winslow, yeah. I don't know if you were ever around for any of those shows, Steve, but he was, let me tell you, way ahead of his time.
Biggest scumbag I ever met.
What are you talking about?
So I was basically new to the show. I'll tell you the story. So I was basically new to the show, and he was like the first quote-unquote celebrity that was there when I was there.
The first one was James Earl Jones. We're not going to talk about
that.
But anyway, so first celebrity, what, that you had to pick him up?
Yeah, so I go into the jerk, and I say, I was at college at the time, and I say, Mr. Winslow, if you don't mind, I have a college radio show. Do you mind just doing an ID for me, maybe one or two? I'm afraid I can't. My voice is patented and copywritten or whatever. I'm like, okay. So then I heard this after the show.
Sure, you weren't asking Lee Majority? He gave us the same guff, too.
No.
I'm still in contract negotiations, Michael.
Good morning. So anyway, I'm like, okay, that's it. I end the story. I don't say nothing to the guy about it anymore. I'm like, is that what he said? He said that. So then I find out after the show, after I dropped his dumb ass off at the hotel. So I think Bob said to me, like, Steve, when you left, he said, keep that psycho away from me. I'm like, how am I a psycho? Did I say when you said no? Did I say I'm going to kill you? No, I didn't. I said, okay, thanks.
I can tell you're angry. A lot of beeping we're doing right now.
Then you don't even know what I did to this guy. Then when he was on America's Got Talent,
yeah,
I launched the campaign. They got him off because he's in the finals.
Okay.
So I put on Facebook, I'm like, don't vote for that scumbag Michael Winslow, blah, blah, blah.
That was a touching tribute, though. He came back and he's trying to make a living for himself, Steve. I love that guy.
Yeah, I don't love him. If I ever went to jail for killing somebody, it'd be him.
Okay. Well, as Kim will tell you, not everybody that kills people goes to jail, right?
Can you get me off?
You're going to get sent to Rob. You're going to get
sent to... All right, the only segue I can say is, here's Shiny Happy People from R.E.M. with a cover on Z93.
Shining happy people laughing.
Goldman Brothers on Z93, a time tunnel to 1991. Winners in sports that year, the Chicago Bulls for the NBA, the Pittsburgh Penguins, if you're an NHL fan, that's called hockey, I think. New York Giants, Michael will say, well, they won in 1990. No, they won the Super Bowl in 1991. And the Minnesota Twins.
Oh, you're burying the lead here. That's wide right. That was when the Bills had every reason to believe that they were going to advance, and Norwood missed the.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to make Jimmy Bills upset listening to
this. He doesn't listen. They shouldn't have listened to the one he was on.
Ah, all right.
Yeah, we're good.
Minnesota Twins beat the Atlanta Braves.
Now, that was exciting. Were you watching baseball yet by then?
Yes.
I remember watching in
Jack Morris.
My old room in Gold Road, and. I definitely remember Game 7. I was downstairs because it was so exciting. You didn't get a lot of Game 7s.
You weren't
days.
Around, but if I ever needed to find like a third TV, I would go into your room, and I put it on. I forgot the gentleman's name. He was an Atlanta Brave. It was the Tomahawk Chop. But this is before they got to the finals with Minnesota. Oh, man, I wish we could remember his name, but it was versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. Remember how the Pirates were good back then with the Killer Bees?
Well, because everybody thought the Pirates were going to win every year, and they never made it. It was and the Braves upended them.
Yep, they went from worst to first. Both teams went from worst to first.
Yeah, it was a very exciting time. I mean, I remember that team very well. I remember Lemke.
It was the best rotation, they could say, in like the history of baseball, and they only won one World Series. Who won in 96, by the way?
I think it would be the Yankees with the best World Series.
Yeah, they beat the Braves.
Who died today?
1994, actress famous for her role. She won an Oscar for it. Driving Miss Daisy. Jessica Tandy dies at 85.
Every time I hear that movie, I think of Toots as the cat that could drive a car. I don't know why. Well, you know why. They both drove. But I don't go to Morgan Freeman. I go to Toots's.
Number two, in 2002, NFL quarterback from the Baltimore Colts.
Oh, no, not Johnny U.
Johnny Unitas dies at age 69, but for 52 years he held the record for most consecutive games with a touchdown pass. 2003, and this is one of my favorites. Okay, now I grew up watching whatever my siblings would watch. I forgot who turned me on to this. Probably Michael. Actor famous for his role as Jack Tripper. Company.
John Ritter. That broke my heart.
Dies at age 54, and you probably remember him from movies like Problem Child, Stay Tuned, and Bad Santa.
He was just been in Bad Santa, and I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that blew my mind. Because he was very much a part of my youth, because Three's Company was probably like 8 when it started. And there wasn't a lot to choose from back then. Like, you could still recite the Tuesday night lineup. It was Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Three's Company, and then they would rotate the fourth show, because that would always be the one that didn't make it. But, I mean, that was, for years, that's what you watched.
His son was in a show that me and Michael watched.
His whole family, well, you know who his father was? Tex Ritter.
Oh, Tex Ritter?
Yeah, his father was Tex Ritter. So that whole family has been famous for 100 years.
His son was in a TV show that we watched with...
Parenthood.
Was it?
Yeah, his son was Parenthood.
Parenthood, there you go.
Yeah, he was not a geek, but he was like the boyfriend that didn't quite fit in, but he was a nice guy. Yeah, it was his son.
He dated the girl that got with Bad Santa, and you go back to the role.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Lauren Graham. We're the Colvin Brothers on Z93.
Go!
Coleman Brothers on Z93. We did the time tunnel to 1991. I'm all about movies. So the show started with Michael and the music, Steven and the movie. So let's talk about the top 10 movies of 1991.
Okay, Goodfellas.
And Michael, just simply say...
I haven't seen it.
No, just simply say, saw it, didn't see it. Okay. Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Didn't see it.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Walked out on it.
Beauty and the Beast.
What?
Beauty and the Beast.
No.
Silence of the Lambs.
The way you still hear the Lambs, Clarice.
You saw that?
Yeah, it's they play American Girl by Tom Petty in it.
City Slickers.
Loved it. Now, that I saw in the theater in the South Hills Mall. Billy Crystal, Steve Martin, and Martin Short.
Jack Palance.
Jack Palance. Yeah, that's it.
Jack Palance.
number six, Hook.
That was Robin Williams.
Robin Williams?
Robin Williams.
So that, I must have been dating somebody because I saw a lot of these.
Number seven, Adam's Family.
Yep, that was good. I saw a lot of these.
Yeah, MC Hammer had a song from that.
Of course, he saw a lot of these. He was dating someone appropriately young enough to see all of these.
No, you know what it is? I never saw 80s movies. This is 1991?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw movies by then.
Number eight, Sleeping with the Enemy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I saw that at Beaks Guy.
Good movie.
Julia Roberts.
I saw that.
Good movie.
I saw that in the old Beach Shopping Center where we grew up.
Number nine, Father of the Bride. Great movie. That's Martin Short.
Yeah, that one I knew of but didn't see.
Number 10, Naked Gun 2.5, The Smell of Fear.
Yes. Now, I don't remember what happened in it, but I saw it for sure.
With Leslie Nielsen.
And OJ.
OJ Simpson. Hey, didn't choke me. Priscilla Presley.
Yep.
I don't even know. Who was the villain in that? Was that Anna Nicole Smith or was that the third one?
There was a third one?
All right, so that wraps up the show. We went back to 1991. We got to give props to Rock and Steve for being here in the studio.
Yeah, really appreciated that. And, of course, not only can people listen to the podcast over and over and over again, the tribute has got its own life, too. So, Steve, thanks for making the trip. I know it was a long way to come.
Well, I've been bugging you guys for a while, so it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Great to see you guys again. And over there.
Hey, Rock and Steve, you got lots of fans, so just copy the link, paste it to your page, and feed all of your fellow listeners out there so they know what's going on.
A lot of people already requested to get a copy of this.
All right, we share. Give it away.
Me and Michael got to get out of here. We got to head over to the Meadowbrook Farm and get some fresh apple cider.
Nice.
It is fall, and except for DOT Taylor, who is an official partner of the show, who is getting Seal Crazy sent out to him? So who do we got?
I guess it's my nephew. Today we had a gender reveal party for his baby, so.
RJ.
Shout out to my friend Kat. Been a fan of the song as long as I have, and my friend
Chris. Kimberly.
To my daughter Josephine, who's starting school.
All right, we're the Coleman Brothers
on Z93. Over there.
Go.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. Well, those around him criticize and sleep. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we trip. Never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy. No, we're never gonna survive unless we are a little crazy. Crazy. Yellow people walking through my head. One of them's got a gun to shoot the other one. They were friends at school. Never gonna survive unless
Coleman Brothers on Z93, and we've got a little special performance in the studio today.
We do, and it ain't me, because I can't play guitar.
This is our friend RJ, which I believe he does this regularly, or he used to do it regularly on Facebook, so now we actually got it on the show.
Yeah, well, you know, the pandemic's over but for everybody except for RJ, so we're going to do his version of the pandemic concert series with Guster. RJ, why don't you tell us what you're doing?
I'm going to play a song. Since this is the time tunnel to 1991, I'm going to play a song by the band I was in at the time, a band called Something Fell. I'm still in touch with everyone from the band. My buddy Scott lives down in Jersey, plays under the guise of the Furry Turtles. Our drummer Matt lives up in Vermont, plays regularly with a musician named Zach DuPont. My buddy Lawrence lives in over in Ulster County, most recently played a gig with a band called Setting Sun. Our bass player, Brian, actually plays out in the area. He plays in a bluegrass band called Tilly Foster. And my buddy Ron, I don't think he plays too much anymore, but he's actually a counselor at a school up in New Paltz. This is called Mary's Magic Spectacles.
Focus flashing senses on the flying lines. Smiles into soft shoe dances of another kind. His faded image twisting in an hourglass. He sings his only lullaby to his whiskey flask. And he drowns a while his infantile craving for a little bit of love and understanding and a friendly smile. Pays his local gargoyle with his only dime. The chariot races in the nick of time. He fixes now his eyes upon the siren's blade, and he listens quite intently to her serenade. Why don't you drown a while your infantile craving for a little bit of love and inspiration and a friendly smile. His souls with a losing hand before the court of mimes, under posted warnings of the second coming of the brilliant shine. A prophet from the subway has closed his eyes. He paints on the figures' faces with their new disguise, and she finally sees and climbs inside, listening to the breathing of the masses through the traffic's genocide.
The Coleman Brothers on Z93. Yeah, that's right.
The Colvin Brothers Podcast.
I have some bad news for Yankee fans. Aaron Judge may have to have back surgery before the end of the season. After all, he's been carrying the entire team on his back.
It's family.